Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. It's 8:45 here on Wisconsin's Morning News. We got host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, on the line with us this morning. Hey, Dom.
Good morning. How are we doing, guys?
Brewers off today. We got the Mets coming to town tomorrow night. Again, we've talked about before, every team, these are all professionals and whatever. Some are better teams than others. I have to feel, though, like tone and things are going to feel a little different with the Mets, a true contending team, in town this weekend.
For sure. And I think that's exactly what people want to see from this team right now. They've gone through this little stretch where, yes, they took the series against the Cubs, but now, you know, the Nationals are not very good. The Braves are stuck in between, but, like, let's give the Brewers credit. They beat up on an ace yesterday in Spencer Strider. So when you look at what next week could hold, they'll probably face Paul Skeens next week, too, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. You're getting Kodai Senga tomorrow, who's a bona fide ace, too. So this is going to start feeling a little more like what you're going to see in October. And, man, if this formula keeps working, like, to the tune of 11 hits yesterday against Spencer Strider, I think the rest of Major League Baseball is going to be going, oh, no, we don't want to play the Brewers.
And Andrew Vaughn, no one wants to face that guy anymore. He keeps raking.
It's unbelievable. I use that word. Honestly, guys, like, I hate using the word unbelievable. I think it's a dumb word because it just happened, right? It's believable because, hey, Andrew Vaughn just did it. But, like, to think that think about the butterfly effect and the domino effect of, okay, Joey Ortiz throws a ball into the line and it Rhys Hoskins has his thumb jammed and Aaron Civale wants to get traded because Jacob Mizrowski is coming up to the big leagues. And it's just like, because of those two things, Andrew Vaughn has now got a 1200 OPS or whatever with the Brewers since he came up.
Now, Dama, maybe not exactly the point to mention it, but Cervecero's Day tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yeah,
right. So, yeah, the Brewers will honor their Latin American heritage, Mexican heritage as well, of the ball players, Spanish-speaking ball players, and all that by using the word Cerveceros, which is Spanish for Brewers, if you hadn't figured that out. But it does occur to me that, you know, the Brewers have to find different ways to be successful. Not that everyone isn't interested in many of the Latin American players, but the investment that our team has made, specifically in that academy they opened in Dominican Republic, and the relationship that they have, that special relationship they have with their Latin American players, continues to pay dividends.
I think this is something that maybe, you know, is a one step below the surface level of what fans understand goes into Latin American scouting, Latin American relationships, what the Brewers are able to do in the Caribbean. But specifically in, you know, a country like Venezuela, and these players just want to get out and they want to have the opportunity to play stateside. William Contreras from Venezuela, Jackson Churio from Venezuela. I mean, even Quintana last night from Colombia, the best pitcher ever to come out of Colombia. On top of your traditional Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, mind you. So as somebody who's half Mexican and has grown up listening to Jaime Jarin with my Tata Bo back in Tucson, Arizona.
Love it.
That's why you keep saying those words.
As somebody who grew up with, you know, the Spanish-speaking baseball flair, you know, Fernando Valenzuela was our hero as Mexican-Americans. And the thought that the Brewers now... There is a large Spanish-speaking Latin population here in Milwaukee. We know that. And to have players, you know, that they say, hey, he speaks my language. Like, I remember when Andrew Monasterio and Jackson Churio went to a Spanish-speaking, you know, English second language school and spoke to the kids in Spanish. Like, you can achieve your dreams through Latin, through English, whatever it may be, through Spanish, and this game is spoken by playing on the dirt. And that's what I think is why baseball is such a beautiful game. There's so many languages that converge onto the diamond.
So generally on Thursdays, we chat with Matt Arnold, the GM of the Brewers. He's traveling today, so couldn't get him. Thanks to Dom for pitching in today and pinch hitting, if you will, huh? You like what I did there?
I see that.
With Arnold, does this guy ask for a raise after the season? it seems like it's... I mean, this isn't just the first year where things have worked out. right? I don't think your mic's on over there, but I know what you're saying. As for the Rays right now, Vince said. But, like, at what point do we need to be concerned about someone trying to poach him? You know what I mean? Now, is he protected? Do we have him locked down so there's nowhere he can go?
You know, I haven't asked on that front on the contract because that stuff isn't public facing. But the other side of it is something that stuck with me for a while with talking to Matt Arnold this past spring training was, you know, when Craig Counsell left, right, and Craig wanted what he called a new challenge, okay? And, you know, when David Stearns leaves and gets to go be the GM of his hometown team, like, nobody blames David Stearns at all, right? Like, that was his dream job to be for the Mets. Matt Arnold's a guy that strikes me as he's a we before me kind of guy. There are other people that like to take more credit in the organization. In fact, you know, him and Pat Murphy are part of making sure that those people are kept in quote unquote check. And in fact, the check game was put into writing today by Andy McCullough of The Athletic, a good piece talking about the check game of just like, no egos here, keep it in check. And that's a check whenever you're trying to take credit for something. So I strike Matt Arnold as somebody that understands and is prideful for all the people that are necessarily teammates with him. He doesn't consider them underneath him. He doesn't need to take credit for how good the Brewers are. He's quick to deflect, which is exactly what a leader should be doing. And that's why I think the Brewers' success has continued despite all this turmoil, right? We've talked about, Counsell leaving, Stearns leaving. They're not going to be good anymore. But, hey, the guy at the top, he just keeps passing it around.
Is he SoCal originally, Dom?
Originally, yes. SoCal Bay Area, right in Central
Okay,
Coast
so
area.
For the dream, I just wanted to go home team. You
Sacramento.
Do have the Dodgers hanging out there, right?
The Athletics.
The Angels, right? You've got even the pods.
I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I knock on wood somewhere, but let's talk to him soon.
All right, 8:51.
Thanks,
Dom.
Thanks, guys.
Wisconsin's Morning News.